Hello and welcome to Saffron Says, heard every week here on Global Community Radio, Channel 1, Geneva, New York, globalcommunityradio.blogspot.com, and the big red button, press for the best. That's the big red button.info. Now, I'd like to start off this week by talking about how do you know if you're being catfished? Now, why am I talking about this? Well, there's a new season of one of my favorite shows, Catfish, on MTV, gonna start on Wednesday after this show airs. So I want to get you guys ready for that. So what catfishing basically is when someone sets up an online persona to basically trick you into thinking there's someone else, whether that be via, like, they want to create a totally literal character, or maybe they keep their same self, but the story is false. So, and this can be done for a variety of reasons. Now, I really wasn't sure. I mean, I was pretty sure I wasn't being catfished with my girlfriend Serena. So, I'll kind of go through kind of what I went through with that. First one is video. Will they show you video? Now, obviously that answer with her is no, because she's legally blind, or she is blind, and I'm not going to benefit from video anyways. Images. Well, images, in this case, I had already heard her voice, so I was kind of expecting something that kind of matched her voice, and not only that, the images on Facebook also matched with the former name that she had given me. So there was a Serena profile and then this former name profile. Those images were a perfect match. If the image comes up anywhere else, you know, if you find this somewhere else, then it's likely they're using someone else's pictures. That was not the case here. Secrets. Is the person keeping secrets? Like, let me see what this part of the post says. When you find out someone has been keeping secrets from you, not only can it cause trouble, okay, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So you'd be finding out someone's keeping secrets. Obviously there was none of that here. She was very open and honest with me. There were never excuses. This was before we got together. There's never any excuses as to why she couldn't talk. I mean, she avoided me for a few days. But I can understand kind of how it was a valid excuse. It was, you know, SAMNet, system access. And she immediately started talking to me again. So you can't really apply this particular relationship to a catfish scenario, even though I attempted to, because there's so many things that just poke holes right into it. You can do this with almost any online issue, but you can't do it with this relationship because it just pokes so many holes into it. On the subject of secrets as such, I knew something about her that only she knew and no one else knew. So, you know, I'll take that for what it is. It's not like she was using other information. It's not like she was using information from somewhere else. She did not know that, well, she would not have known that I knew about this other name that she used if she was a catfish, because I had not told her. I had not told anyone about Crash. I didn't tell a single person about Crash. So, it's certainly one way to know that you are not being catfished, because they know something now that not only you know,
but nobody else seems to know. And yes, this wasn't just a simple brainwash. I did remember the name.
Loving too soon. Okay, this could have been a catfish. Could have been. Sadly, it wasn't, because I was sort of the same way. Okay, we could not get each other off each other's minds, and considering what we know about one another,
about how our minds work, it makes perfect sense.
And then there's favors. Well, you know, at the time, we barely knew each other. She didn't know. I mean, it's not she didn't know, but she didn't. She wouldn't have asked me for any real favors. Broken camera. Well, again, there's the whole eyesight issue, so that kind of blows that out of the water. No phone. Well. There was one part where that was the case, but we hadn't exchanged numbers yet. And again, if it boils down to no screen reader, I can perfectly understand that because of the whole,
how Samnet stinking works.
Social media, obviously she has it, because I found her on Facebook. The only reason I'm applying this to this situation is because here is how I was able to disprove it. Now, I will admit, there was one time I did get catfished, and the one that was heavily played was favors. And the no camera, and the no, I never heard this person's voice, and yes, I got catfished.
If it wasn't a catfish, it was a really good, not freaking, it was a really sour, not catfish.
Inequality, if you're constantly blaming the other. Too perfect. Okay, she is not. In this case, she is not perfect. And neither was this other catfish, who actually was a catfish. But, I mean, to me, I have the perfect girlfriend, I'll admit. She was not too perfect. I mean, if she had presented herself as having full eyesight, then I probably would have suspected, possibly, catfish. Fights is another one. We haven't had a fight yet. Late night calls. Okay, this has happened.
This has happened. I don't know why this is a sign of catfishing. Let's see what the thing says. It reads, suspicious when the first is calls at night. A common habit among catfishing is when the catfish only calls late at night. Regardless of somebody working all day. It's very hard to believe that the only time they can communicate.
Maybe they don't want anyone around. That makes sense. They don't want anyone to hear it, so they want to keep their life secret. Other people? What's this?
An easy way to see if someone is real or not is to check up with the friends
on the friends list. Now, I didn't do this because I I was not, you know, I could have. I could have, but I didn't have. Again, here's the one thing that kind of led me to not believe that I was being catfished. She knew that other thing. I mean, how did she know about Crash when that was, first of all, 14 years ago? You're not going to set up a whole catfish scenario around all of that if it's not true. But obviously it was true, so and the other part with that other person who was catfishing me, I didn't really catch her in any real lies, but some things were just way too dang suspicious. So, I mean, there are ways to Google, are you getting catfished? And you should be able to identify a catfish very easily without having to call Neve and Max in from catfish. I don't know why people resort to that, because granted, it is dangerous to get involved with certain catfish. That is dangerous to do, because what if the catfish themselves is dangerous? So you may wish to enlist other help. The only problem is Neve and Max straight out say, yeah, we're with the show Catfish. So you're kind of stirring the pot a little bit by doing that. Like, if I were a catfish, personally, I would be like, no, you are not getting involved with this. I am not doing this TV show crap. I am not going to appear on camera, blah, 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 blah. Granted, I would never catfish anyone. Although, strangely enough, I played a game once as a girl character back when I was male identifying. I didn't catfish anyone through this, but I was playing a character, and everyone thought that I was a biological girl. But that was my first experience into really experiencing what it's like to be like a girl, to live in that environment as a girl. Now, that being said, that's catfishing. Don't go into 2018 thinking, oh, DJ Saffron didn't say anything. No one told me about being catfished. Well, guess what? DJ Saffron did say something. So, switching now to media analysis, this one frustrates me. Okay. Family Guy, we're going into an episode of Family Guy, and usually it's one thing that's set up. It's one plot point that's set up by one scenario. And sometimes you get an A and B story out of it. Not all the time, but sometimes. Not in the case of German Guy. I hate this one. I hate this one. I hate this one. I hate this one. Okay? This could have been a good episode. Let me show you why. Peter and Lois discover that Chris has an interesting habit, form of entertainment, and it affects laundry. That's all I'm going to say. And they think that Chris needs to find a hobby. Well, they try a few things, like philately. Peter takes Chris drinking because, hello, Peter is an idiot. I think those are the only two things that they try, actually. Philately is like the art of stamp collecting, and Peter doesn't like the idea of philately, nor does Chris. And they go into the Drunken Clam, which is a bar, and I have no
idea.
How much time actually passes before Peter comes out drunk. It's interesting, of course, that they call it a drunken clam. It makes sense, because a quahog is a type of clam, and quahog is where Family Guy takes place. But as Peter passes out, Chris just... And I love this part of the episode, because Chris sees something he thinks is really cool. He spots a puppet shop. What I have to do, though, what I have to say from an analytical standpoint is I have to point out that Chris has a hobby. Or at least he had one in a prior episode. It's like there's some continuity, but then there's not continuity. It's really weird. In a prior episode, Chris's hobby was art. Okay. So, in this one, he apparently has no hobby. Well, anyways, back on track. He discovers this puppet shop, and I love just his reaction. Because he thinks it's just the coolest thing ever. And it's cool to see him happy as a kid like that. So then he meets this German guy. I just title dropped. Great. Named Mr. Gutentag, or Mr. Good Day. Now Mr. Gutentag is the owner of the shop, and he shows Chris puppetry, and he just seems like a nice old man. Okay. He seems like a very nice old German man. Now that being said, his full name is Franz Gutentag, and then and that part comes into play a little bit later. Mr. Herbert, who is an old guy who I'll only go to as far as saying that he has a thing for Chris, like a thing for Chris, sees this, and he goes to the Griffins, and he says, that guy Chris is hanging out with is a Nazi. He was the leader of the not a leader, but he was a general in the SS. I would know because he supervised the concentration camp I was in. They sent me to a concentration camp because they thought I was gay. Although you should see the inside of Herbert's wallet, it's worse. So anyways, I mean, Herbert makes this out to be like some super torture. All they did was have him sorting soda cans, and his hands would get kinda sticky. Like, it was bad. Wimp. Great. So Chris goes to see Mr. Gutentag. Meanwhile, his family's planning on inviting him for dinner. Okay, that's great. So Chris goes to Mr. Gutentag's house, and Herbert says, you know, don't do this. Because Mr. Gutentag, Mr. Franz Gutentag, is a Nazi whose name is actually Franz Schlecht. Hang on, let me see if I can say this correctly. Franz Gutentag. So there we go. Okay, I was trying to get into my German accent. So his name is Franz Schlechtnacht. Which actually is just the opposite of Gutentag. So, Gutentag, as we know, is good day. Schlechtnacht is bad night. According to Herbert. Now, a good writer could have used this to show that Herbert's a bad guy and a liar, and he'll say anything to kind of get Chris away from this other old man, because hello, jealousy. And it's actually where I thought this was going to go when I first saw it. However, not the case. So Chris gets to Mr. Gutentag's house, and they're hanging out. And Chris, explains to Mr. Gutentag that, Herbert's saying all these things and blah 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 blah. The episode still stays on track here, and because Mr. Gutentag is saying, don't believe everything you hear, blah 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 blah. And so Chris has to go to the bathroom. And Mr. Gutentag says, "Go to the door marked." It's a very long. It's a German word that I don't know how to read or say, so I'm not going to say it. I can't even begin to think about how to say it. So there's two German doors. There's that word that Mr. Gutentag said to go to for the bathroom, and then there's this other word. Granted, we are, several minutes into this episode. This episode was fine up until this point. Because then Chris goes in and sees all this Nazi paraphernalia. Okay. So then Mr. Gutentag's like, "Oh, now you know my secret, blah 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 blah." Really? Mr. Gutentag's character has been nothing but kind and friendly this whole time. There is nothing to suggest that he is still a Nazi. Nothing to suggest that until this right here. It just kind of spring, pretty much. I'm gonna get frustrated. This is the part of the episode where things get frustrating. Oftentimes, in Germany, in that era, youth were actually brainwashed. Usually, when someone leaves the army, they sometimes, I don't know if it's the case with all armies, but they're not going to retain kind of their desire to be like that, especially in their old age. They're going to settle down. They're going to become very mild, as I think Mr. Gutentag or Mr. Schlechtnacht should have been. No. No. What does he do? He locks Chris up in the basement. Peter comes over. Oh, wait, no, Peter has already come over. And this was before Chris discovers this, by the way. And then so to talk to Mr. Gutentag or Schlecknacht or whatever. I love all the names he calls him, though. Mr. Poop and Chest. So then he locks Chris and Peter in the basement. Mr. Gutentag, Schlecknacht, Poop and Chest. And now, according to Peter, Mr. Google Search. Locks Chris up in the basement. Please don't take offense to me using that other word that Peter used for Gutentag. It's just the word that he used. I didn't even think it has much context. You just can't say Gutentag. I may have to censor that. I certainly hope I don't, but yeah. Anyways, so they lock them up, and they're tied together, and they're trying everything they can to get out. And they're trying to make noise and make noise and make noise. And the radio they're trying to use runs out of batteries. And then eventually Herbert's walking by with his crippled dog, Jesse. Now, the fact that Jesse is crippled does kind of play into effect, just because he walks really slow, just like Herbert, actually. He has a lot of Herbert's mannerisms, even sounds like him, too. So Chris starts yelling for Jesse to try and get Herbert's attention. And that succeeds. And Peter even throws in a little, can you tell Meg when you see her, can you tell her thunder thighs are on the move, thunder thighs are loose? But anyways, Herbert, for some crazy reason, suits up into his army uniform, which makes no sense. He doesn't really have to. And he challenges Mr. Schlechtnacht to a fight. Turns out Mr. Schlechtnacht is, for some crazy reason, I still don't understand why they went this route with him, is wearing his army uniform underneath. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so they engage in this very old man fight. Like they're moving so slow, and eventually Mr. Schlechtnacht falls asleep, and Herbert has to wake him up and say, it's okay, we're fighting. And they stop to take their medicine, and this other thing happens where Mr. Schlechtnacht can't get up, and so he asks Herbert to call his nurse. I mean, it's a very long, drawn-out old man fight. Very long and drawn out. And I mean, I guess that's okay. And then they randomly, like, Herbert tries to save Mr. Schlechtnacht for some crazy reason, although you just got done calling him a Nazi like several frames ago. More like scenes. You just got done calling him a Nazi. You're gonna save him as he's falling, and he doesn't take your hand, and he falls down two stairs, and he, for some reason, either falls on the ground or he straight up dies. I'm not sure which. And that's frustrating to me, because here you had a great character, then you turned him. Freaking face heel turn for no good reason other than have Herbert be right and have Herbert be the good guy. I personally think, given the nature of Herbert's character, you should have had him just be the bad guy and just had him be a liar and just had Chris make friends with Mr. Guten Tag, or even if it is Schlechtnacht. Why go this route, Family Guy? It's not funny. It's more offensive than it is funny. Did you have to go that route with the whole all Germans are Nazis thing? I happen to have German lineage, thank you very much. I don't find it funny. I would have enjoyed it. I mean, even not knowing what the episode was called, it was an interesting story up until that whole Nazi bit ended up being true. What? Are we serious right now? Are we serious? That was legitimately frustrating. When that turned like that. Okay. Frustration over. Frustration over. I'm done. I'm just done. That being said, folks, while I go scream out my frustrations, Saffron says, have a nice week.